This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Western China Presbytery of the Reformed Presbyterian Church has issued a call for prayer for 47 brothers and sisters from the Early Rain Covenant Church still in detention. According to the release, the government has, quote, seized the church's sanctuary and all other facilities, closed down the seminary, the college, the Reformed Church Academy, and issued penalties banning several church plants, end quote. Prior to his arrest, Pastor Wang Yi wrote that, quote, persecution against the church is a greatly wicked, unlawful action, end quote. The pastor testified that the authorities may, quote, separate me from my wife and children, ruin my reputation, destroy my life and my family. However, no one in this world can force me to renounce my faith, end quote. Republican Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska posted an entry on Twitter on Sunday asking Christians to, quote, pray for Pastor Wang Yi and the persecuted church in China, end quote. Chinese police also raided a large underground church in Guangzhou on Saturday, confiscating 4,000 books and breaking up a children's Bible class. The large church of 5,000 attendees has been meeting since 1978. As we reported yesterday in The Worldview, the boards of the Council for Christian Colleges and Universities and the National Association of Evangelicals have, quote, quietly passed motions, end quote, pushing to add sexual orientation and gender identity to federal non-discrimination law, according to World Magazine. Some Christians are calling this a fatal compromise in evangelicalism, fearing that this will open up persecution of Christian businesses like flower shops and bakeries who refuse to accommodate homosexual faux weddings. Remember the last words of the Apostle Paul to Timothy, "But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, for I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world," end quote. Over the last 3 weeks, the Order of the Jesuits has released lists of hundreds of Jesuits who are accused of sexually abusing children in the United States over the last several decades. The accusations are mostly homosexual in nature. The Jesuits reportedly have a membership of 2,150 total, which means a large percentage of the order was reportedly steeped in this abominable activity. USA Today quotes Pennsylvania's Attorney General concerning their ongoing investigations into Roman Catholic sexual abuse cases. Only 2 of the 300 priests in Pennsylvania could be prosecuted, and according to the Attorney General, Josh Shapiro, the church, quote, fought us every step of the way, end quote, in the investigations. The Methodist Church appears to be the next Christian denomination on the brink of a divide over, you guessed it, the sin of homosexuality. A faction of United Methodist bishops has put together a website intended to lobby in favor of a pro-homosexual position for the church. Included on the list of bishops is Bishop Kenneth Carter Jr., who is the president of the UMC Council of Bishops. The Methodist General Conference is planning a special session on the issue in February. Jude 4 says, "For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation. Ungodly men, who turn the grace of our God into lewdness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ," end quote. Christians are going to prison in America. Generations Radio reported on 2 cases in which Christian pastors have been sentenced to prison for opposition to homosexuality and teaching from the book of Proverbs on the discipline of children. And now, The Worldview has interviewed Walter Hoy, an African-American pastor who was incarcerated for holding a sign outside of an abortion mill, stating, quote, "God loves you and your child," end quote. Stay tuned for some sound bites from Pastor Hoy on tomorrow's newscast. Universities are now providing vending machines on campus to dispense Plan B pills. The Wall Street Journal reports that Stanford, Dartmouth, and Columbia University are among the colleges that now provide this service to the students. A survey conducted this year by the American College Health Association found that 17% of undergrads have used this abortifacient in the last year. Plan B pills have an abortifacient quality, which prevents implantation of the child in the womb, assuring the death of the child. Contrary to the deceitful public relations spin, Plan B is not emergency contraception. It does not prevent pregnancy, as many news stories are erroneously reporting. Instead, it gives an early abortion to an existing pregnancy. And finally, another church denomination has formed in the Ukraine, as the Orthodox Church of Ukraine has split from the Russian Orthodox Church. This develops after 4.5 years of armed conflict between certain Ukrainian separatists and Russia in the east end of the nation. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, December 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.